Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, family, and welcome to another. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, family. Peace be unto you. Welcome to another edition of the Health and Wellness Hour with Sister Denise and Brother Sean. I am your host, Sister Denise Muhammad, and my co-host, Brother Sean, is on the line. And I will just, for those that are just tuning in, just listening for the first time, I will introduce myself and let you know who I am, and then I will bring on Brother Sean. I am Sister Denise. I'm a self-care and wellness coach, and I specialize in essential oils and how to eat to live. And I recently published a book, my first book, Treat Depression Naturally. So I can now add author to my title, and that is who I am. And Brother Sean, are you on?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Go
can
ahead.
You hear me?
Assalamu alaikum. Yes, sir.
Alaykum assalam.
Yes, sir.
Peace and blessings world to the world, to the listeners, those that's going to tune in, want to tune in, that can't tune in but can pick up on the energy. I greet all of y'all with the greeting words of peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam.
I'm Brother Sean Ali. I'm the owner of Supreme Health and Fitness by Sean Ali. I have a couple books that I've written that are dedicated to my program and how to teach us how to live and eat and be the gods that we are.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So we're going to get right into our topic this evening. It's how to breathe to live. And Brother Sean has a book, Oxygen, the Breath of Life in Atomic Form. And in the book, Brother Sean, you stated between the ages of 3 and 5, 96% of us are breathing wrong, which is the direct cause of cancers and all other types of diseases. So I wanted you to explain to us and explain to our audience how is breathing incorrectly the cause of disease?
That's a great question, and I have to say, I have to. What caused me to write this? This is the first book I wrote that I had published, and I visited my mother's house one day, and my nieces and nephews were there, most of them, and they were standing in line getting a breathing treatment with this, some little thing. I mean, and it just baffled me because me and my brothers and sisters never had any type of breathing ailments at all. And to see our children, well, to see our children have them, our mother and father didn't have it. So it really hurt me to see that. And that led me into the idea of breathing and the importance of it. And in that, the research says that by the age of 5, almost everybody is breathing wrong.
Wow.
And the correct, your lungs, your respiratory system is your nose, your trachea, and your lungs. That's it.
Right.
So our lungs and our nose, they're connected by the trachea. Our mouth is connected to the stomach through the esophagus. We do have an emergency gap where it's a piece of cartilage that hangs at the top of your throat. It separates the trachea from the esophagus. This is an emergency flap. It prevents food from going into your trachea, but it's flexible enough to where if you need to mouth-to-mouth resuscitate somebody, you can force air into their trachea. So as children, we learn how to breathe by watching our caretakers. If they never, as children, you breathing through your mouth and your nose. You have to be told to close your mouth as children. Close your mouth. I heard that a lot growing up. Close your mouth, son, for something flying.
Right.
So, right. And you can't breathe through your mouth with your mouth closed, even though that's, I don't know if that's what my dad meant by that, but you can't breathe through your mouth with your mouth closed.
Right.
So just by, right, so that you're forced to breathe through your nose, in and out, in and out, in and out. That's our respiratory system.
Mm-hmm.
So our cells need two things, oxygen and glucose. Are the ingredients for cellular life, for cellular metabolism. If it's short of oxygen or glucose or both, it doesn't reproduce or replicate properly. The DNA will become destroyed. It's so many reactions that could occur that's negative if it's missing one of the two.
Wow.
Sugar is the number one drug, so we're not short of sugar. Cancer is nothing but a cell that replicated wrong or negative or destroyed or something in it was corrupted, so when it replicated, that's how it replicated.
Right.
So in order for a cell to be destroyed, the first thing is it's missing one of the two key ingredients, oxygen or glucose. So we know we have a high sugar diet. So I took a look at the oxygen side. Oxidation is when it's literally just like when metal rusts. It's the rusting process. It's the decaying or virtually death.
Right.
right. So when our cells are in an environment that's oxygen deficient, it causes oxidation, the rusting of your cells, i.e. wrinkles. They say that's what wrinkles are.
Wow.
Right. This is the science. That's our basic unit. It says that's the easiest, the smallest, easiest unit to see under a microscope.
Mm-hmm.
The common person, you know, you need to get smaller when you're dealing with smaller particles. You need the high power, you know. But the common person can go and get a microscope and see cells at
yes,
home.
Sir. Right.
So that's our smallest, easiest, basic unit. Is cells, and that's what we are, trillions and trillions of cells. So by the age of 5, and I ask, well, if I'm breathing right now, while I'm learning this, if I'm breathing right now, how can I be oxygen deficient?
Right. We're all breathing, so how are we oxygen deficient? It's another point you made in your book that there's a difference between air and oxygen.
Right. So air and oxygen, that's the atmosphere. You know, that's what the atmosphere is, air. Air is, it's all oxygen atoms, but the structure of them is different. Oxygen that we breathe is two individual oxygen atoms bonded together. atmosphere, when you're going into the ozone, that's three atoms bonded together as one element, and then they're bonded as, in threes. The oxygen we breathe is that them two atoms make one element, and then they're all, them two sets are bonded together. But so when we breathe through our mouth, the mouth, the nose, first of all, the nasal passages have built-in hair, passages, mucus, all of this cleans and warms the air for us because our internal temperature is a constant and consistent 98.6 degrees.
Right.
So when we take this air in through our nose, we know that we have, all of us live around cars. Most of us, majority of us, when we look in the sky, we can see the residue from the airplane.
Right.
What goes up comes down. So that's eventually going to be amongst the air we breathe. We got cigarette smoke. We got all of this stuff. And cigarette smoke is the number one killer.
Right.
So when you breathe through your nose as created, you have the chance to purify that air. That's what the HEPA filter, all of that's built off the nose.
Wow.
Your hair in your nose, it grabs those particles.
Yes.
The mucus creates a fluid to grab for those particles to exit your body in the form of snot. That's the fluid being created to clean your nose.
Yes.
Now, if you don't breathe through your nose and you inhale through your mouth, all of these same stuff that I just said your nose cleans, you got nothing in your mouth to clean.
Right. There's no filter. Wow.
How many children get tonsillitis? That's the first thing you destroy. Oh, my. See, listen to me now.
Yeah.
That's almost a children's disease.
Right, right.
See, oh, so when at three, yeah, when you starting to that's the immediate effects of not breathing right.
So
they have a thing called, what?
Explain how to properly breathe.
Another good question. In and out your mouth.
In and out your
we
nose.
We have in and out your nose. I'm sorry. That's the only way to breathe. Because
right.
Oxygen isn't
in
used.
In the nose and out the mouth, but it's in the nose and out of the nose.
Yes, yes, because oxygen isn't used on the inhale. The inhale is collecting it. The exchange happens on the exhale. So the slower you exhale, the more oxygen your body metabolizes or uses. See, oxygen is the breath of life. That's it. It's see, when we look, the breath of life is not a mysterious element. It's not. It's what we, because when you look, if you stand next to a dead body, the only difference is that body isn't breathing.
Right.
That's it. They can have a person in coma for 25 years, and bodies, they got the body alive. See, that's not a problem. Because the only difference between a person alive and a dead person is not intelligence, because everybody doesn't have the same level of intelligence.
Right.
Everybody don't have common sense, book sense, none of this. So it's the fact that one is breathing and one isn't. One has the in it, the exchange of breath of life, and one doesn't. So in our cells is where the breath of, when is where the mitochondria is where the breath of life is turned into life. We use it. Because when those two atoms enter our lungs and our lungs take them apart and break the bond, that's where that breath of life is released. Whew. And we use it.
Wow.
If somebody is dead, you try to put your breath of life into them to wake them back up.
Right.
Wow. So cancer is the misc, you know, on it's, it depends on how you study cancer is what your definition of cancer will be. If you study it from a molecular level, you're going to have a different answer than somebody that's studying it from a cellular level, even though it's the same thing, because
right.
Some define it as a miscommunication of your cells. You got studies with sugar. It depends on how you're studying. But one thing for sure, every cell in our body needs oxygen.
Right.
That's the key ingredient. That's what you use to try to keep somebody alive. So
right. If
we breathe right, that's the key, that's the catalyst to life and death. That's the key. When we looking at abundant life, life abundant, Harvey, when we looking at that promise, it's built on your ability to breathe.
Wow.
Because if you can't, you're classified as dead.
So that makes so much sense. As you, I think you posted the other day, 90% of our energy comes from oxygen, from breathing, and only 10% comes from food and water.
Exactly. Because we're not supposed to eat and drink all day, every day, once, twice, three times a day.
Right.
See?
Wow.
So that's the, if we can understand, we got three life functions, breathing, drinking, and eating. That's what life is for the human being is built on. If we do all one of those things right and not the other two, we don't make it past 65 years. It don't matter which one you do right. And if you don't do all three right, one of them things is the cause of you not making it past 65 years.
Yes,
you ate right but didn't drink right. Now you got your sugar level and your blood is messed up. See, it don't matter. You drink right, you drink water, but you don't eat right. So it don't matter. You breathe right, but you don't eat or drink. It doesn't matter. If we don't do all three of those right, that's why nobody makes it. A majority of us don't make it past 65. It's like a miracle if you made it to 65.
Wow.
And then we'd be in such bad shape at 60.
Yes, man,
they digging up bones and they carbon dating bones over millions of, I'm sorry.
Yes, it looks like we have a caller in queue with a question. Area code 901, last four digits, 5948. Your mic is open. Area code 901, 5948. Did you have a question or a comment?
Peace, family, can you hear us?
Can you hear me? Barely. Can you speak a little louder, sister?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Alaikum assalam.
Who are we speaking with this evening?
I didn't have a question. I probably tapped in the button, but I appreciate everything that you're saying about the breathing, and you said majority.
You still there, sister?
Are you here?
You were
fading. We lost you at majority.
Salaam alaikum.
Alaykum as-salam.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, we heard, the last thing we heard was the majority.
Yes, ma'am. It's our oxygen, breathing, abundant in life. And 10% is what we eat and drink, because we're not eating and drinking 3 times, 4 times a day, one meal a day. So we're constantly breathing all day. So that's the oxygen. That shouldn't be coming from our mouths. It should be coming from our noses. Because the nose protects, hairs protects everything from it catches everything that goes in from the air.
Right.
Yes. I
appreciate
that.
That's beautiful.
Yes, man.
And like you said, with, like you just said, that's the, what you, your opening statement was the, we don't eat, even no matter how, even if we do eat 3-4 times a day, that's not all day. We breathe, we don't drink all day, but we, like you said, we breathe. And if we are breathing wrong all day, every day, that's why every time the same year we have the same illnesses.
Yeah.
We talking about the weather change. No, we swallowing pollen.
Mm-hmm.
We eating it. We swallowing the cigarette smoke. So lung cancer, throat cancer is the number one cancers.
Wow.
Behind skin cancer, but that's not for us. So the majority of people that get skin cancer are Caucasian. But that's the... So they don't even really count that one because, you know. But that's, we swallow this. Heart disease. Your lungs, only thing our lungs is responsible for is filling us up with the breath of life. It's not a muscle. It's just a sack. Your diaphragm, your stomach moves your diaphragm. Your diaphragm inflates or causes your, expands your breath so your, them sacs can inflate. So if your stomach doesn't move, you aren't breathing right. If you place your hand on your stomach, as you're coming in, your stomach should go out. Yes, it looks ugly. They see that somebody told us to stand up straight with your chest out. Some, they lied. I don't know why. You can't breathe right like that. They call chest breathing shallow breathing because you cannot fill your lungs 100% breathing with your chest. They call it shallow breathing, so you are oxygen deficient.
Wow.
Hyperventilation. They give you a bag if you're hyperventilating, place it over your mouth. Now, listen, the only way you can hyperventilate is with your mouth. If you breathing with your mouth all day, every day, you are in a constant state of hyperventilation and you ready to die.
Wow.
So by 60 years, you have wore out your God power. Your body can no longer heal itself. It has ability to heal itself. You cut your finger, it heals. You break your leg, it hit. This thing is, God gave us a vehicle that's perfect.
Yes.
Oh, if we just do the simple things, just the one thing of breathing with your nose instead of your mouth, extends your life into the hundreds.
Hmm.
All right. That's what takes the hundreds off. That's what takes the hundreds off. Because your cells, they die from oxidation, lack of oxygen. See, this is what I'm saying. Right. So they look at that. They don't know what you, how you died until, they don't know what killed you until they do the autopsy to open you up because they can't see through your skin. So they got to open you up to see what killed you. And they looking at your cells under the microscope to see what, because there's only so many things that could kill a human cell. This thing is God. It don't matter what somebody else do. If you, man, if we breathe right and keep ourselves, that's why when you at an oxygen level, man, our cells, they, the replication is going towards perfection. When we come out, our body is made, created to replicate towards perfection.
Right.
When we breathe wrong, eat wrong, drink wrong, we change that direction from perfection to imperfection, and imperfection is death. Perfection is abundant life. Jesus said, be you perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect.
That's right.
So when you're doing yoga, when you're doing yoga to clear your mind, they tell you, they teach you how to breathe because oxygen clears your mind. So if you spend every day of your life breathing wrong, your ability to think right is impaired. That's why people go to yoga. Listen to me. What the, yoga is based on the ability to control your breathing to clear your mind.
Mm.
That's the concept of, see, so if you doing, if you not breathing right before you go to yoga, that means you never had a clear mind. And look at the condition of us. Easily led in the wrong direction. Hard. Why? Because my brain uses oxygen. Man.
Praise be to Allah.
See, when your lungs, in the capillaries of your lungs, is where the exchange of oxygen and carbon dioxide takes place. As soon as that those two atoms are split, the bond breaks. They immediately grab a carbon to be ready for the exhale, so you can get rid of the waste. It's an instantaneously exchange, but that energy. That when that bond is broken, it's it's atoms, it's atomic energy. That is the life energy. That's what feeds your heart and your brain. What comes out of your stomach, that's for the arm, leg. See, what's for your heart and your head? See, because the first place your heart beats is to the lungs to get that breath of life. Bring it back to the heart. The first beat goes to your brain. And then the rest goes on your left arm through your body. Okay.
All right.
Allah is closer to you than your jugular vein. Okay. Because the breath of life, the first beat it goes is to your head. And you meet a law in your brain. You have to think and about. You got to think to get up to a law.
Wow.
So we go to the Caucasian, we go to the Caucasian doctor. You complaining about asthma and other breathing ailments. He gives you something to hook up to your mouth, and your mouth is not connected to your lungs. How is he trying to heal you? Your mouth is hooked to your esophagus, which is hooked to your stomach. That's the anatomy of the digestive system.
Yes,
you doing a tracheotomy? That ain't got that. Use your mouth to get to your trachea. That's why you can still eat and stuff sometimes with that rod in your mouth, because it's going through two different tubes.
Right.
How you gonna heal your lungs through your man? See, those people, and we fall for it because we think those white coats mean healing, health, intelligence, and this all this medicine. No, they got that from Hitler in them, man. Then when them white coats came into the motherland and tricked us, and they had the people with the Bible. See, them same white coats is the ones that tricked us in the mother and tricking them now with the World Health Organization.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So that's the first book I wrote, Oxygen, The Breath of Life in Atomic Form. The only time you need to breathe is if somebody trying to resuscitate you because you're dead, through your mouth. That's the only time you should be breathing through your mouth. So...
Yes, sir. Praise be to Allah.
That was I'm sorry, sis. You sparked that when that just led to that great point where see that's where the death comes in that, because we can say I eat right, man. I'm eating. I'm watching my calories. I'm watching my fat. But we still getting sick. I don't drink nothing but water. But man, my knees still hurt, and I still get headaches in my back. But so, I'm not healing because our cells need oxygen to grow and develop towards perfection. Because development towards imperfection is death, because you're going to the grave. So I pray that you know it's understood, because they try to make it so hard.
Right.
And if you don't have that image, that you know they pick them people. Dr. Oz was in the casting call because he looks how he looks. You're a slightly attractive Caucasian guy with the gray hair. You look believable. You look like a doctor. You look respectable. You sound, you got that accent, so you kind of exotic a little bit. See, so we could put you there, and we'll tie a pipe of them.
Right.
See?
Wow.
So people tune in, because then you got the other little white boy with the blonde hair. You know, he's fit, you know, so he got to know what he's talking about. He's young. Uh-oh. See?
Right.
Same thing with Dr. Oz, you know. When Oprah bought him, so he got to be.
Mm-hmm. Oprah endorsed him, so, yeah.
Right. He loses show because it come to find out he ain't even got a license nowhere to practice. <It's> like, but then people was like, well, I don't care, so he got his show back.
Yes, sir. Wow.
So, I mean, I just want people to live. So I wrote this book for my family, to be honest, you know, and I spread it out to them, and then it's something that I offered to the world. Alaykum as-salam.
Yes, sir. Wa alaykum as-salam.
Oh, excuse me. I didn't know if it was automatically pick up or do I have to press a button again. I probably don't.
Did you have any other questions or comments? Then I'll mute your line back.
Could you explain more? Brother Sean, more on the asthma. Why has the asthma pertaining to our breathing?
Well,
I didn't.
I didn't pick up
when you. I mean, we destroy our airways by breathing because you swallow in all of this dirty air. So we know that dust mites is in the air. We know all of this stuff is in the air. So when you breathe through your mouth, one of the consequences is that we swallow this unfiltered. You forcing it into your down your trachea, into your lungs. It's destroying it all everywhere it goes. There's no mucus in your nose, in your mouth, to protect it like it is in your nose. That's one of the purposes of mucus when you get in that snotty nose. We just don't understand, so we don't know how to control it. If you put your tongue in the top of your at the top of your mouth, there's a little indentation at the roof of your mouth. When you have a snotty nose or stuffed up nose, if you take the tip of your tongue and you stick it in that indentation, you ain't got to push hard. Just stick it there, hold it for the count of 10. Watch your nose become instantly unstuffed. It'll come back, but every time it does, you just keep doing that and you'll instantly relieve it. I mean, I'm telling you, I don't get them like that, but the one a few times I do, I'm telling you, we got an awesome body. We just got to understand it. We just got to study it. We study anatomy. It'll tell us the answer in describing the body part. Just learning the digestive system teach you, because it tells you the part. I mean, the respiratory system. Because it says nose, trachea, and lungs. It doesn't mention mouth. So that right there is the first sign that I'm how to breathe.
Wow.
But that's how, I mean, I just need to clarify that I just found the reactions, because all the upper respiratory infections, all of that stuff, because they say it's asthma, they don't know. That's one thing we do got to understand, that some of their diagnosis, man, this is sick, man. We better make sure that the doctors that are in our neighborhoods or areas that are practicing medicine, we better make sure that they're not there to be strategically placed to give out bad medicine.
Right.
Because if you go there with an asthma problem and they give you an inhaler hooked to your mouth, he's not even treating your respiratory system.
Mm-hmm.
See how?
Right.
Your respiratory system is your nose, your trachea, and then your lungs. Asthma is inflammation in the tubes. And so, once that swells up, it's a reaction. If you breathing through your mouth, it's easy to see what that reaction is. If you're not breathing right. If you breathe right, you might not never have another asthma attack. I don't know, but I'm just saying. Most people that have asthma, if you ask them how they breathe, they don't use their nose.
Wow.
If they start breathing right, maybe they will never have another asthma attack.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing it right. Having an asthma attack is a reaction to let you know you're not doing something right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, you know. I mean, I'm sorry, but that's what I was looking at. I was coming from. The book is about all of the important roles that oxygen plays throughout our body in if we do it right, this is what I found. We will be perfect God bodies living forever.
Right.
Hemoglobin is oxygen. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. What are some of the signs that or symptoms that our listeners can look for, or if they currently have, to let them know that they're not breathing right? What are the side effects of not properly breathing?
This is the thing. It's almost mimics an alcoholic or a other drug user. You're dizzy. You can't think right. You got headaches, pain. It's the same. See, and that's what I'm saying. It's almost like, because the reaction of not breathing right is cellular disruption. How that manifests, it could be anywhere head to toe. Because cancer can only survive in an oxygen deficient environment. The cells of cancer cannot, they have the chances of their survival decreases to the point of they can't in an oxygen rich environment.
Right, right.
So the reactions of it, that could be anything that we go to, arthritis, it's inflammation. That's based on the cells, that's cellular inflammation.
Wow.
Your cells need oxygen and glucose. So if you eating right, then the other thing is, are we breathing right?
Right.
By the age of 5, 95% of us aren't, including myself. I was 42 when I discovered this. It's not like I've been living like this. So for the first 42 years of my life, I had a scary thought. Because I wasn't breathing right. Partially don't count. You either are or you aren't. So soon as I did, I'm telling you, I got medical records. Arthritis in my knees, my back, out of age of 16. I got medical records. I could barely walk. I barely could stand to take a shower. Look at you. It wasn't nothing working.
Yes,
nothing was working. I closed my mouth and started. I had to write this book and share it with the world.
Yes, sir. Praise be to Allah.
So I'm living, my children are living because they got me, my brothers, and we the same blood. We in the same area. The only difference is how we are breathing, and this is what they don't ask you. They don't. They put it on your finger. That's what they do when they go on your finger, and they write down how much oxygen is in your body.
Mm-hmm.
So when he's looking at your test and he sees the percentage of your oxygen, they don't know. They can't know. They're guessing. It's a diagnosis. It's a guess.
Right.
That's just a fancy word, so you will be tricked with it. So if they put guess on there, you'd be like, oh, you would treat it like it is, a guess.
Right.
But they put diagnosis, a fancy word. Okay.
They practicing medicine, so who they practicing on?
Pathology is based on the fact that they cannot know what is wrong with you until it either kills you and they can open you up and see, or it almost kills you and they got it. They can do enough tests to see.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible to know because everything presents the same pain. I don't know. It hurts. It's uncomfortable. That shit, it could be anything.
Wow.
I'm going to give you a general biotic. I'm going to give you general anesthesia. I'm going to give you a general morphine. Because it could be, that's why they take all them blood, because there is so much stuff that everything presents the same. Pain, number one. You don't even, we don't even go to the doctor. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. We have another caller in queue with a question or comment. Area code
727-3268.
Yes, salam
alaikum. Wa alaikum salam. Wa alaikum
salam. Yes. I guess two questions. One is food grade peroxide. Does that help as far as oxygenating the body? And is there a way of cleansing the lungs?
Yes. Two very great questions, brother. First, because I did the hydrogen peroxide treatment. I tested that theory on myself. And I didn't feel a bit of difference because I have the oxygen meter that you test. So I constantly test myself and my children to make sure where my oxygen level is at. So it was a discomfort in my digestive system. So I stopped because if we hurt our stomach, man, you know, it's we done. You know, so I had stopped with that. But as far as the best way, the whole point of exercise is to put your body under a stressful situation where you take in more oxygen. That's the purpose of exercise. So when we do cardiovascular and we're running or walk or briskly walking, that's a total body movement. So all your muscle fibers, all your cells, they are forced to take in more oxygen. So you breathe deeper. You cleanse your body. You cleanse. The breath of life is permeating through your, that's why you feel good when you get into that 15-minute mark, 10-minute, you, wow. See, by that time, you done flushed out your body. Now you on God energy. You done kicked the devil out, you on God. Wow. Those that do it every day, they, if the day that they can't do it, their whole system thrown off. Because we're surrounded by air pollution. So, you know, but cardiovascular is the only, that's the key, because you have to put that and get that intake, and that's it, because it's impossible breathing deep. You'll pass out. I mean, you can't do it. You have to do that, put your body under that stress, and that's it. Can you understand that answer, brother?
Yes, sir. You're saying that's the way to cleanse the lungs?
Yeah, because that causes, you causing that, because after 2 minutes of exercise, you deplete your oxygen level. So then you switch to anaerobic, so your body switches systems. So that causes your heart to beat faster and your diaphragm to move, because your lungs, they're not muscles. So your other body parts have to create that tension to move your lungs faster. They're just sacs, balloons. Your diaphragm is what moves it, not our chest. That's to protect it. So by exercising, it's causing us to take in a deeper breath, constant. So we pulling it in. You expanding your breast, as the Quran says. You're taking in that breath. So it makes you breathe harder. So it makes you, now you're not at rest. You have that stress upon you that makes you breathe, just like if you're scared. That's a body reaction. Because if I know how to intake it properly, and not if I know how to use my nose to intake it, I'm creating power. Just like that Chinese man, before he goes to play with the boards or the sword, he'll go, take two or three. You don't need a lot, two or three breaths. He done put his power there, pop, got himself fully oxygenated, pop, and put it to work, boom. That's what fires your muscles. Boom, your everything in our body. But cardio is the key. It's not the gym. There's no oxygen in the building. That's recirculated air. It's everybody's carbon dioxide, CO2. If we go into a room full of CO2 and we put that stress on our body, we're not bringing in fresh oxygen. So they in this gym burning. Ah, it hurts. See, and they get muscle pull because it's no oxygen in there. We got to be where God gave us the breath of life. We have to be outside running, cardiovascular. At least if you can do 60 minutes a day of cardiovascular, you are talking adding hundreds onto your lifespan. Because you're guaranteeing to get your, and this is preferably in the morning time. If you get up in the morning time and you can get 30 to 60 minutes of cardio in, that's enough energy to get you through that day. You don't cause no stress on your cells because you don't get the, see, you got enough energy so you can rise above emotions into the thinking of God. So you don't get road rage. You don't get the piss. Nobody does none of that. Because that's the breath of life. You got God in you. Your brain needs oxygen. So when it's oxygen efficient, it can rise above emotions. That's what this. That's what my studies, I mean, and say that, I mean, I'm not making... This is years of study. I wrote, it took me a couple years before I got it published, but I ran it off myself. I spent money to go to the buy copy and paper and cartridges, and I ran at least 20, 30 of these books off, and I'm passing them out to my loved ones and everybody. I'm mailing them to try it, but it costs money. So once I found a way where I could do it, I'm just trying to put it out there to is, man, if we strive to eat right, we strive to drink right, and we still dying. Maybe if we strive to breathe right, that's the key to get us into the abundant life. So I hope that was...
Did we answer your question, brother?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, brother. You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, Brother Sean. We are winding down. Do we have any other call? If you have a question, we have a few more minutes left on the show. Press 1, and we'll take your comment or question. And Brother Sean, let them know... where they can reach you, where they can purchase your book.
Oh, yeah. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I have, they're on createspace.com or amazon.com. They have pictures, so I have a color version and a black and white version because I can't set the prices. So the color versions, some of them, because of the length and the amount of graphs and pictures and stuff, they're a little bit more. So I made a black and white version of each book so everybody can afford it because I could make that one was significantly cheaper. But oxygen, the breath of life in atomic form. And like on the back, I want to throw in real quick, I let us know what the numbers are. You know, we can go 10, 20, 30 days without food and still be good. 7, 10 days without water and still be good. But they got tests. I got tests where they did in here to show 1 minute of breathing with your mouth versus 1 minute of breathing with your nose. And they showed the brain activity was almost shut down. This is 1 minute. So when they say, when you upset, what do they tell you to do? Take a deep breath. See? Man, they kill us. See, that's what this world tells us to do. So if we don't understand and get some knowledge about our own anatomy, and this is not, like I said, this is not some weird science I'm putting together. This is our anatomy. I study how to eat to live, and that took me to our cells, because that's what our cells need food. So, how to eat to live? What kind of food our cells need? Our cells need, okay, but in that, like I said, it showed me that it needs two things, oxygen and glucose. That led me to the respiratory system. That led me to all the sciences on how to breathe, how not to breathe, what happens when you do both. Everybody that dies because their cells die first, one by one, and cells start dying. The number one way our cells die is cellular oxidation, lack of oxygen.
Yes, sir.
So, I just want us to live.
Yes, sir.
Can't nobody heal that. They can't heal that. See, that's why some of this stuff don't work, you know, because the condition of our cells won't change unless we breathe right and eat right. And that's where life or death is at in our cells. Once the cell dies, that's it.
That's right. So,
but anybody, go ahead.
Those antioxidant drinks and all that, those supplements and all that kind of stuff, it basically boils down to breathing right.
Exactly. That's the electricity to your nerve. See, the electricity in your body, we eat for vitamins, minerals, and nutrients. That's what we eat food for. We drink for hydration. So what about your electrical charge? What we think fuels that?
Yes,
see,
sir.
So okay. See, let's clear me now. So both scriptures. See, now we gonna see. I'm trying to get it. See, scriptures say he made the man body. So the form was here, but when he breathed into him,
right,
he became a living soul.
Oh. Yes, sir.
So you got that body laying there on the ground that can't breathe. You go down and you give them out the mouth. It's the same thing. So it's that atom. When them atoms of them two oxygen molecule, when them two atoms break apart, that's that God energy. That's your electrical energy. That's your life force. Man, we can live forever. We just gotta let's do the basic things. Let's get it. So we got 60 seconds. All praise due to Allah. We thank everybody for tuning in. We appreciate you. We love you, man. And this is all for you.
Yes, yes, indeed. I see we had one caller. Actually, we don't have enough time to catch that question, but you can inbox Brother Sean on Facebook with your question. We're on Facebook. And we appreciate you all for tuning in. I'll post the replay. And if you have any questions, let us know.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace and blessings.
Wa alaikum salam.